Hey everybody, welcome to the last showing of Mortal Kombat X. We try to pack everybody in here. We got a great presentation for you. Are you ready for the show?
Yes.
It took me 3 days.
Finish it, yeah. Let's start the footage. Mortal Kombat X, we've brought six characters today for the demo. We have Scorpion and Sub-Zero, as we always do, because you cannot have a Mortal Kombat without them. We also have four new characters who are showing up for the first time in the Mortal Kombat series. First, we have Cassie Cage. She is the daughter of Johnny Cage and Sonya. What? Then we got Devora here, who's a bug-like hybrid creature. Then we have Kotal Kahn here on the right, who's an Aztec warrior. And finally, Farrah Tor, who's a hulking beast, and this little lady who rides on top of him and controls everything he does. But to start, we're going to go with Sub-Zero, and we're going to go with Scorpion, because you have to have him for a Mortal Kombat game. Now, something new we're bringing to the table here with Mortal Kombat X is a thing we're calling character variations. Now, everybody's used to Scorpion having a spear, having a leg takedown and a teleport, but now you're able to add to those moves with three different variations. We have ninjutsu, where he uses swords in combo. We have a hellfire, where he uses a hell ball, a flame aura, and can light you on fire. And then we have inferno mode, where he will shoot demonic minions at you from all over the screen.
I like this one.
And that's how they look right there. We're going to go ahead and pick hellfire for this demonstration. This is going to change the way you play a character, because you'll be able to choose how you want that character to play.
Sub-Zero.
Next we got Sub-Zero, also three totally different variations. Grandmaster with the clone, Cryomancer, who can create weapons out of ice, and finally Unbreakable, which is a defensive Sub-Zero. For this demo, we're going to go ahead and pick Cryomancer, and we're going to go to the snow forest that you saw in the trailer. Now you'll see, when it starts, they'll talk to each other. They have different scripts, and they all say different things to each other like they know each other.
Prepare to rejoin your clan. I will send you to hell in clay.
Round one. Fight.
Now you'll see visually, he has flaming arms, which means hellfire, and ice arms over here for Cryomancer. Now like we said, he still has his old school moves. He's got a spear. He's got a teleport. Sub-Zero is the same way. He has an ice ball, and he has a slide. This is where it changes. He can make a sword, a hammer, or these awesome ice daggers. Scorpion 2. He can light you on fire, throw a fireball, or light himself on fire to do damage up close. Now, usually, you'd finish the match out with the variations you chose, and you'd finish the match. But for interest of time, we're going to go straight to the next versions of the variations. The belt shows that he is Inferno Scorpion, and the glowing medallion, Grandmaster. Here he is throwing his minions at Sub-Zero. He can grab him from the ground to start a combo, light his chains on fire. Here's the clone. You can get frozen. Well, for the first time ever in a Mortal Kombat game, you can throw the clone as a projectile. Here's a new feature to Mortal Kombat. It's called environmental leveraging. Now you can jump around faster than you can run or walk to get away and be defensive.
Wow.
You can also be offensive. You never want to get caught in a corner in a fighting game. Unless you have a tree branch. Guess what's back? X-rays. You see a little more environmental leveraging right here. He gets frozen. Uses the tree for damage.
I'm
them, freeze them, stick them in an eye. All right. The final ones, we have Unbreakable, the defensive Sub-Zero, and we have Ninjutsu Scorpion, which you can tell because he has swords on his back. He has a lot more combo strings now that involve a sword. Scorpion has a shield. Sub-Zero has a shield here.
Shield despair.
You want to see a fatality?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the first fatality. You're going to love this. Somebody lost their job.
Scorpion wins.
So what do you guys think? Scorpion and Sub-Zero look good?
Yeah. Scorpion all day.
Now these character variations are going to change what people think about matchups in a match. Is Sub-Zero 1 better than Scorpion 2? Who do you choose to fight in these battles? Next we're going to show two new characters. We talked about earlier Devora, who is the bug hybrid woman character. And then my personal favorite new character, Farrah Tor. Tor is the beast that Farrah rides, and Farrah controls every single thing he does. And just like every other character in Mortal Kombat X, they all have different variations of their character. We have Venomous, which does poison damage, Swarm Queen, and Brood Mother. We're going to stick with Swarm Queen for this demo. And we have Farrah Tor, Vicious, Lackey, and Ruthless. We'll explain those all here in a little bit, but we're going to start out with the Vicious variation. We're going to go to a new stage called The Cove, which for some reason starts with a C. We're sorry about that.
Bug lady, not friend!
Your death is necessary.
Not necessary to Farrah!
This version of Farrah Tor uses Farrah as a weapon. And this Broodmother is more of a zoning type character. Here we'll see some more leveraging as she can jump over. About it here either. See a dead body in the water? Throw it at somebody. It doesn't matter. Again, in the interest of time, we're going to switch over to their second variations. Broodmother Devora does not have her hood. And Lackey Farrah Tor is just Tor, while Farrah just runs around on the sidelines cheering. He's just a monster brute in this version, and he has to get close to do damage, but when he does damage. Venomous Devora and Ruthless Farrah Tor. Venomous Devora, every time she uses her spikes, she does poison damage. And Ruthless Farrah Tor, Farrah will actually attack Tor, so he takes damage, but now does double damage. I think we can show you one. Violence looks like on a next generation console. Now, I feel bad about earlier with the whole Scorpion thing. It was a little joke we put together. So we decided that maybe we could show you Scorpion's fatality. Are you ready for that? Sub-Zero didn't like that face off.
Oh, man.
Nobody? All right,
yeah,
fine.
I got it. Yeah.
Guys, it's been a great E3. Thank you so much for coming to see Mortal Kombat X. It comes out in 2015, all right?
Yeah.
Now, we tried to fill the place as much as we could, so I'm sorry to say not all of you will get shirts. Maybe not. Maybe.
I'm going to go to the hospital.